Okay, it's September 27th, 2017, the Wednesday night learning group. We're doing the Harei Kedem, Simen Mem Dalad, which is Begeder Mitzvah Savidu B'Yom HaKippurim. The nature of the mitzvah of vidui on Yom Kippur. Uvedin tshuva l'chaparas Yom HaKippurim. And pertaining to the din of the tshuva for the sake of the kapara of Yom HaKippurim. I just want to say that the Rav has a number of pieces. I mean the Harei Kedem, which is basing himself on the Rav. There's a number of pieces pertaining to vidui and tshuva and so on and so forth. And you can't just pull one out. If you want to get, I've gone over a number of them, but sometimes he says he gives a different explanation or a different position on something. It's not that simple. Let's put it this way. So at some point, you know, I'd like to, I don't know if with this group, I'm just on my own, I'm just for your own benefit, to sort of organize the material and what the various explanations that he's given and so on and so forth, so that a whole, more of a total picture emerges. These are complicated concepts. Okay, so tonight we're just going to take this up, and whatever we get, we get. I mean, you may, over Yontif, over Yom Kippur, you have some time, you may look at a different one and say, one second, the Rav said, oh, that I'm not, I understand that, we'll just, whatever we can benefit from it, we benefit, and that's it. I'm not giving a total overview, which incorporates everything that the Rav has said on this topic. Okay? And in fact, I don't even know if we'll be able to get through the entire piece tonight. So, you know, we'll be satisfied with whatever, and you guys can continue this discussion over Yom Kippur, or perhaps, I don't know what's going to be, because after tonight, you have 2 weeks where Wednesday night will be Yontif. So effectively, that means that we won't be able to resume until after Sukkot. So it's hard to, you know, it's hard, once the Yontif are over, it's hard to, you know, mentally get back into these topics. So we'll see. I'm just saying this by way of introduction, that whatever we can cover, we cover, and I'm not guaranteeing that it'll be a total picture. All right, so let's begin. HaRambam Perek Aleph Mehilchos Tshuva Halacha Beis Kasav quote Ketzad. You guys that were in my shiur should be pretty familiar with these Rambams, because I mean virtually every year I did Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam around this time of the year. Okay, so quote Ketzad Mizvaden, how are you Mizvada? Because basically, as he said, that whenever a person does an avera, of course, tshuva is not a matter that's just for Yom Kippur. It pertains all year long. And whenever a person does an avera and he becomes cognizant of it, he's chayav to do tshuva. What the Rambam says, and vidui. So that vidui is a component of the mitzvah. But in general, as the Rambam explains in the opening chapters, just to familiarize ourselves, that he really cannot do vidui until he's done tshuva. Because vidui really is expression of all of the ideas that he's worked out. Mainly the tshuva, that the sin, he has to be mafarit, he has to specify. And then he has to express his shame and regret. And then he has to have what's called kabbal al asid. That is, he has to have an absolute commitment. Because it's not enough that he stopped doing it. It's not enough that he regrets it and I don't do it anymore. Tshuva requires a separate undertaking. That the person, or what you call a commitment. The commitment is that he'll never do it again. So once he's achieved that state, then he has to express this verbally. And that's the vidui. The vidui is part of the mitzvah. Okay, so getting back, he says, "Ketem ana Hashem chatosi avisi poshati lefanecha v'yosisi kach v'kach." He mentions the particular. "Varei nichamti uvoshti v'masai, ula'olam eini chos l'davazeh. See, that's the third component, that absolute commitment, that he'll never do it again. V'ayin b'perek beiz, halacha ches, b'din vidui shal yom kippur, shekasav, havidui shenogubo kol Yisrael. All right, the vidui that all, which is the minhag of all Yisrael, is aval anachnu chatanu. However, but we have sinned. V'hu ikar havidui, and that's the essential vidui. That's what the Rambam says. So now, the obvious question is: it seems to be like a abbreviated or abridged vidui that's lacking. There's no mentioning of the chait, and there's no mentioning of the busha, and there's no mentioning of the kabbalah la'asit. So what kind of a thing is this? I mean, not to mention that separate question, why does the Rambam have to repeat? If he's already told us what vidui is in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, so why does he have to go back and tell us the vidui that all Israel has is noeg? Okay? I don't know that he's going to mention that question. I'm just throwing it in. V'tzarachiyun, my time of Perek Beis, lo hiskir klum, mea inyan shel ha nechama v'abusha shekasav b'perek aleph, asher heim chelik midin havidui al hachet. Okay. Now, v'anira poshet b'zeh, d'b'perek beis lo airi harambam b'din vidui shel tshuva, asher din zeh mevuah b'perek aleph. So now this is, I think, extremely, extremely important. Entering into Yom Kippur, what exactly is the nature of the day and what's the nature of the vidui and so on and so forth. So what he's basically going to establish for us is that vidui exists in two contexts. One, vidui exists in the context of doing tshuva, which, as I said, you have to do tshuva any time of the year. And when you do tshuva, you have to be mizvad. You can't say, I'm going to wait for Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is not magical. Okay. V'ikr din havidui hamavur b'perek beis hu din vidui hamayucha b'yom kippur. Okay, that's a specific vidui for Yom Kippur. But of course the question is, I mean, what brings about the requirement of this vidui? Well, why do you need a special vidui for Yom Kippur? I mean, are you doing vidui for your sins or not? And if you are doing it for your sins, then it should be the same vidui that you do even when it's not Yom Kippur. Okay? That's what we're going to explore. That he is asserting that there's a specific vidui that's specific to Yom Kippur. And it's different than the ordinary vidui. Ulefiza nira demairi harambam be'echad shekvar osa tshuva. Im kol dinei tshuva, b'charata uvidui. Okay, so he says, the Rambam is talking about a person, see this is very fascinating, a person who's done complete tshuva, with all the components. And he remains in his tshuva. He did it a few months before, did a sin, did tshuva, did the vidui. Okay, so what would you say, does that person comes to Yom Kippur, does he have to do tshuva for that avera? He did tshuva already. I mean, it seems to me that tshuva is required once. You didn't avera, you have to do tshuva. You did tshuva, that's it. It's as long as you remain, it's got to be authentic tshuva. And as long as you remain in the state of tshuva, which means you haven't relapsed, so then that's it. You don't have to tshuva again. So what are we talking about? What's this requirement of vidui on Yom Kippur for someone who already did tshuva? Elishem ikom lakom yeshalav din vidui miyuchad b'yom kippur. He still has a separate chiyuv of vidui on Yom Kippur. Da vidui shel Yom Kippurim hu chiyuv b'fnei atzmo. The vidui of Yom Kippur is an independent. It's a chiyuv in its own right. Umiyuchad liyom kippur, and it's specifically for Yom Kippur. V'ein zeh hadin shel vidui shel tshuva. Hanemar kechelek ugmar mimitzvah tshuva. This is not the same vidui as you do when you do tshuva for an avera. That's a different vidui. V'chein muchrach. So in other words, you have two. What's machayev a person in vidui? Well, first tshuva, because tshuva has to have vidui. Vidui is the completion of the process of tshuva. But he's telling us there's another machayev of vidui, and that's Yom Kippur itself. V'chein muchrach v'masha kosev ba'aloch ha'zayin. U'mitzvahs vidui Yom HaKippurim, because he's talking about vidui of Yom HaKippurim, that the mitzvah vidui she'yaschil me'erev hayom, etc. Chozer mezvada b'leh. Now that he begins, even before the day starts. That's the, because it'd be before the Suda, lest he choke during the Suda, and he'll die without vidui. So it begins in the afternoon, before. And we do vidui at Mincha, Erev Yom Kippur. And then he's chozer mezvada b'leh al Yom Kippur. Then he does it again. Admire of Yom Kippur, Arvis, Bechozer Mizvada B'Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Uneila. Now, that clearly shows you that that it's a different kind of vidui, because like I said, in a vidui for tshuva, that's it, you do it once. But Stamet's a good question. Stamet's a good question. That if there's a chiyuv to be Mizvada on Yom Kippur for whatever reason it is, but why do you have to keep doing it over and over and over again? Throughout the entire day, including Nila. Umashma me Arambam, the chol zeh me ikar mitzvahs vidui shiyom kippurim. So obviously, it's mashma, that this is a component of the special vidui of Yom Kippur. Abel Haramban, okay, so he cites the Ramban at the end of Yuma, because of Ela katani, afal pisha zvada arvis, zvada shachris v'chalayom, shema'ira lo davar avera kalayom. The Yom HaKippurim im chashecha hu mechape. All right, so this is a side point. We're not going to take up the Ramban. But the Ramban seems to be giving a very practical reason. The practical reason is because you want to partake of the mechaper. So in order to partake of the mechaper, you have to do vidui. So the reason why we keep doing it is because maybe He kilkala means like a sin. Maybe he sinned during the day at some point, so he does it the next tefillah. Then maybe after that he did something sinful. So in other words, he continues to do vidui, so that and especially in Nila, because the Sof Yom Kippur is the mechaper.
Could you ask on the Ramban why, according to that, he should just do it at Nila then?
Yeah, I just had that thought myself. I just had that thought myself. But you probably could answer the question. I would say it's the same reason why we do it b'mba'od yom, because maybe he'll die. And I don't know if we asked this question. I raised this with this group or with that, I don't remember. That so what's the benefit? I mean, if Yom Kippur is the mechaper, regardless, whether it's Sof Yom or not Sof Yom. So what's the point of doing it then? The guy dies, he's not going to be around. Certainly won't be around. He won't be around for Sof Yom. Right? So I would say then, I haven't seen the Ramban inside. I'm just talking off the top of my head, that maybe that's the same thing, that he might die. Or, because it doesn't seem to be a din in vidui per se. It's just a din in practicality. So, you're right. The one that counts is the one in the Ela. But how does he know that he'll get there? You'll say, but if he's not there, so what good did it do him? He wasn't there at the time of the Mechaper. So this, I said, I wanted to suggest that if he dies in a state of vidui, either even close to Yom Kippur, so then he relates himself to the Mechaper of Yom Kippur. And then it will work for him too. Did I say that before you guys? No?
No.
Okay. I remember saying it, but I'm not sure now when. Does that make sense? Because even according to anyone, what good would it do? Why do we do it by mincha? Because he might choke in the meal. But if he chokes in the meal, so what good will it do? He won't be around for Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is mechaper. So I wanted to say that he connects himself, and because that's like the haschalah. It's like the haschalah of the he's maschil. He prepares himself for Yom Kippur and anticipates it and does vidui. So then the mechaper of Yom Kippur will apply to him. That's what I'm suggesting. So that's what I would say according to the Ramban too. What?
I always wondered if somebody passes away on Rosh Hashanah or on Yom Kippur, like if that has, I guess it shouldn't be any different.
Well, Rosh Hashanah is a different story, because Rosh Hashanah is not a mechaper. It doesn't say Kippur Yom. Yeah.
No, of course, that's true. But I guess at the same time, so like, I don't know, his din was decided on Rosh Hashanah and like, he didn't have a chance, or he kind of had a chance, but I don't know.
So what, I'm not sure what your question is.
If a person's din is decided on Rosh Hashanah, how it's going to be for that year, I guess is this, basically, usually a person has a chance till Yom Kippur to, have his din decided if he's a Bein Noni, according to the Rambam.
Yeah.
More than that,
there's the Mechaper, but that's not an absolute that everyone's going to be Zocha. A person.
Right.
People, you know, that's a different story. He wasn't Zoche or whatever. It's complicated. If he dies before Rosh Hashanah or even after, whatever. I mean, if he didn't make it to Yom Kippur, so the Mechaper of this particular Yom Kippur, I don't see that it relates to him, but I do see once he started, because Patisha L'Chodesh, I mean, the ninth has a special significance, and it's Samach, that I could see. That he's mitzarif himself, but beyond that, I wouldn't go any further than that.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wouldn't you also say the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of the formulation here? It would be like the Ramban almost seems to say that it's like a din in the gavra, that the gavra has to experience the yom basically in like a state of like complete state of lack of averos. As opposed to, say, the Rambam, where it's that the Yom demands a certain Hisaskas in Vidoy. Meaning, because the Ramban mentions Shacharis, then the Chol Hayom, without specifically naming the other Tfilos, while the Rambam mentions each individual Tfilos, so it led me to believe that, you know, he's maintaining that the day itself, that each Tfilah, each opportunity demands Hisaskas in Vidoy.
According to Ramban?
According to the Rambam, I want to learn that as a Hisaskas.
Yeah, okay, you're on the right track. That's the Rambam. We were just pausing on the Ramban. The Ramban seems to say that it's a practical thing. That, and he, two things. First of all, that it's not every part of the day that's Mechaper. Which, the Rav explains that the Rambam holds that every part of the day, that's another question. As soon as the day arrives, it's a Mechaper continuously. The nafkamina would be, or according to the Ramban, it's sofayom. So that's one nafkamina. If a guy dies in the middle of the day, according to the Ramban, he didn't get the mechaper. But also it means that since we're concerned that he might have sinned at any point in the day, so then he has to continue, he has to keep doing vidui. Because he has to get rid of the sin in order to get the mechaper. Right? Okay. But let's get back to the Rambam. Because he decided the Ramban, that the Ramban is learning differently with regard to the basic question of why we have to continue doing vidui all day. Aval baramba mavuar duhume ikir ume etzam chovas vidui shal yom kippur ki mavuar bulshana. You see, that's basically what you were saying, I believe. Right? I believe that's what you're saying. In other words, it's not that a practical thing that he might have done, but that's the way that's the structure of the mitzvah vidu of Yom Kippur per se, demands that he do it continuously. V'yaf, the b'gemara didan, Isa, and our gemara says, V'yaf al pishe esvade, kodem she'ochal v'shosa, yisvade la'achos, she'yochal v'yishta, shema'ira dvar kilkola, B'Suda. Okay. So that would be in line with the Ramban. That the requirement of Vidui, even on Erev Yontif, is because of a practical. He might have done an Avera. Nira, the Rambam lo Goris lo. Okay, he has the Rambam did, there's different Girsos. The Rambam didn't have that Girsa. The Girsas HaRambam, he could Girsas HaBraisa Sheberif. V'shom lo kasev l'chashash azu, v'shem me'ira dvar kakala besuda. Okay? Ayin sham. V'muvua mizeh, sheyesh chiv miyuchat shel vidu b'yom kippur. So this is a special and unique type of a vidui. V'lechein, chiv zeh noeg, since it's germane, and the chiv stems from the yom, so it means that the gavra has to be a mizvadeh b'chalei yom. Which means, and when can he be all the tefillos? That's the time and the place where he is mizvada. It demands, in other words, the very nature of Yom Kippur demands that the gavra is a mizvada b'chol hayom, and b'chol hayom means in the tefillos. Okay, ulechin chiyuv zeh noeg b'chol yom hakipurim. Okay, continuing now. V'yisod din zeh, the yisod of this din. Gamashe hetik loshon habraisa balachas. Yeah, here's a very, very interesting halacha. I mean, you see the way the Rav puts things together. This is a very fascinating halacha. The Rambam says averos shehizvada aleim biyom kippurim zeh choser mizvada aleim biyom kippurim acher afal pishu omed b'tshuvaso. The Chiyuv Vidui extends to averos that you already did tshuva for years ago, whatever. You have to recount them and you have to be mizvada for them on this Yom Kippur. Now, what's responsible for that? What brings about that Chiyuv? As far as tshuva is concerned, your tshuva is complete. There's no requirement in tshuva that you go through a yearly Vidui. Ah, so then why does he have to do it on Yom Kippur? The vaday the chiyuv vidui zeh eino mishum l'sa de tshuva. So clearly this type of vidui has nothing to do with tshuva. There's nothing that would bring about that requirement. Eino mishum mitzvahs vidui sheyom kippur. Now, let's look at the brackets. V'nira de gam chacham shenechleku al. I'm not sure who that is. Anyone know the? I don't know who it's referring to. Ravi. I don't know if that's the name. B'gemara Yuma. Perek Vav Beis. All right, we don't have to look it up now. I'll just call him Ravi. Interestingly, this is a machlokus. Usfirle. Deino chozer mizvad aleim biyom hakifur macher mishum dahav like a kelev sheshav alkiyo, because that's in other words machlokus whether he has to do vidui or repeat vidui on past sins. Others say that it's like a dog returning to its vomit. Interesting machlokus. Aval biyoso yom hakip, but the Rambam doesn't paskin. The Rambam paskins like the Ravi, who says that he has to do vidui, even for the averos of past years. I think it's because of the pasuk chatoi lenegdi tamid. So that's not an interesting question to discuss over Yom Kippur. Hold it a second. Give me a second. Here he says, yeah, that's the source. Avero shez vada leim biyom hakipurim zeh, chozer miz vada leim biyom hakipurim acher. Afal pi, shehu omed b'tshuvaso. Shenemar, ki peshoi ani eda. Because I know my pesha, my transgression. V'chatasi negdi tamid. My sin is constantly in front of me. It's constantly in front of me. So it's interesting. There's two different positions on this matter. Should a person repeat Bimas Vada on the Averis that he did in the past that he did tshuva for? I mean, it's like two opposite extremes. One side says no, because it's like a kelev. It's like a dog that's returning to its vomit. You should stay away from it. The other side said, no, it's a good thing. You should constantly be aware of it. The language of like kelev, it's like a dog returning to its vomit. To me, that implies that he's like steeped in his own vomit, you know, like he can't pull himself away. But by the sin, he did tshuva for it. So at first glance, it's not clear why is the mere mention of the sin that you did in the past, it's like a returning to the vomit. What does that mean? You're not returning to it. You're just mentioning it. I mean, at first glance anyways, the other side that he's... See, I would explain that... I'm just giving a description. I can't define this, you know, like break it down to the ultimate. Just to describe each position in a general way. So I'd say that there's a positive thing. Because even though a person sinned and a person did tshuva. Yeah, but once a guy sinned in an area, there's a certain vulnerability. That is, he should be cognizant. And by remembering it and enunciating it, it would seem to me that he won't get complacent about it. I mean, a guy might get complacent. Oh, I beat that already. But I guess it's similar to like, you know, alcoholics. They say like, was it Alcoholics Anonymous? That the guy is always an alcoholic. It's just, he should never view himself that he's, but he's just under control, something like that. I don't know the expression they use. So that would be, then it would be good to remind the guy. If a guy could feel, that's it, I'm over it, it's part of my past, and he could feel complacent. But if he reminds himself and brings back, you know, what he was like and how terrible it was, that might be a good protection for him. I'm not really sure. Chatoy Lenegdi Tamid, I think that's a good explanation. That it's a positive thing. A guy has to realize, because every avera creates a certain vulnerability. So now you're under control of it, but you want to make sure you don't go back to it, the relapse situation. I'm not really sure what they mean when they say it's like a dog returning to its vomit. The only thing I can come up with, and again, it's just the tentative. You guys can think about it more. Is that perhaps it means, see, there's another aspect, another dimension. And that is like the Rambam says, that part of the Darche HaTshuva, that there are many things that someone is a Baal Tshuva, it's recommended that he should distance himself and that he should, from the sin. And he should change all of his actions, and even then he should change his name. Are you familiar with that, Rambam? Fellas?
Yeah,
he says that. Midarchei HaTshuva. He says that the Shav should be Tzoik Tamid L'fnei Hashem, B'fchi V'sachanunim, Oset Tztaka, Misrachek Harbe Min Adov, Ashechotabo, U'meshaneh Shemo. Shinui Shemo. What's that? He has to change his name? Kolomer, Ani Acher, I'm a different person. V'eini Osi Ha'ish, Sha'asa Osam Hamaisim. I'm not that same person, I'm a new person. U'meshaneh Maisav Kulam L'tova. Well, Derech Yishara, he changes his whole behavior pattern. But Golem Im Komo, he experiences Golos. Shagolos Mechaper Zavon. V'meisha Goremes Lol V'ikana. V'lios Anav U'shval Ruach. Since Golos is something which causes a person to become humble. So, but the Rambam, I would guess that everybody agrees with this. But, so then the question is, what's this issue about doing vidui on past sins? So perhaps it's rooted in this, even though I know the Rambam says that it's a good thing. The question is, but does this contradict the fact that that's it? I'm not that person anymore. So that's part of my past. I have eradicated it. So why is he going back and bringing it up again? And rekindling it, so to speak. So there's two different dimensions over here. In my opinion, according to the other view, it conflicts with this concept of you're a new person. I'm not that person anymore. And this is, so you don't revisit it. That I'm not that person who did it. But the Rambam doesn't hold that it goes that far. The Rambam, you are a new person and all of that, but in order to protect yourself, it's a protective device to be cognizant of what the old person. You don't want to slip in. You don't want to become that person again. You don't want to slip back into the old person. So therefore, it's a good thing to mention it. Okay, we'll proceed though. You guys can think about it some more. So, but he wanted to, let's finish up the point in the brackets, but he wanted to say that even according to those who hold that you're not like the Rambam, that you don't bring up the past, but he says, I will be also Yom HaKippurim, but on that Yom Kippur, in other words, the first Yom Kippur after the sin, Modu l'Ravi, they're Moda to him, the Chozer Mizvada Aleihem b'chol Tefilah Tefilah. Look, Rosh Hashanah. So he wants to say that everybody agrees, because he's making his point now, that there's a special Vidu of Yom Kippur, that even if you don't hold like the Rambam, who includes all past years, you don't agree with that, but he says they will agree that at least on the first Yom Kippur. Of course, the question is why? I mean, Manavshach. Why is the first Yom Kippur not Chozer Al Kiyo and so on? Why the first Yom Kippur? Okay. But this is a significant point in general as to what's the purpose of this. I already did Tshuva, which included Vidui, so why do I have to be Chozer Mizvad on Yom Kippur? Did somebody want to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to mention, could it be that it's a question of understanding how it relates to the Kapara?
Yeah,
like that's how I saw it.
Yeah, well, we'll see, right. Yeah. I mean, it has to do with the Kapara. It has to do with the special nature of the Vidui of Yom Kippur.
No, what I mean is that the Kelev Shavel Keo, maybe that opinion is maintaining that once the Kapara takes effect, you know, it's as if the food was already digested.
That's what I thought I was suggesting. And once the guy did tshuva, that's basically what I thought. That once the guy did tshuva, he erased it. He eradicated it.
Right.
So there's no benefit in going back to it.
Right.
Upashit lefizeh, the imasa tshuva v'zvada b'yemtza hashana, shechayev l'zvada sheinis b'yom kippur. V'haynu mishum she'ein zev vidu shel tshuva greda. Okay? The Vidya on Yom Kippur is not just, greater means alone, only. It's not just a Vidya of Tshuva, ela chalos chiyav bifnei atzmusa she Yom Kippur. It's a separate mechayev. Yom Kippur itself is mechayev in a Vidya. V'gamim kvar es vada v'yemtza hashana adayin lo kiyem chova hamyuchedes shel Vidya shel Yom Kippur. וזה גם לחכם דפליגי הרבי דלכו לאלמה צריך לזוודס לכל הפחס ביום כיפר אחד בכל תפילס הים. Because he has to fulfill that chiyav. The only question is it enough if he does it on one Yom Kippur? Or is he mechuyev to do it on all Yom Kippurs? All right, that's a machlokas. But everybody agrees that at least on one Yom Kippur, it demands a vidui. Okay. Now he has to do some explaining to do. Because what's the nature of this Vidui of Yom Kippur? What brings it about? What purpose does it serve? Etc. Vabir b'din chiyav vidui zeh, hu al pi ma shekasav harambam, b'perek beis min hilchos tshuva halacha zayin, Yom HaKippurim hu zman tshuva lakol, layachid ularavim. Okay. V'hu keitz mechilu slichel Yisrael. And Kates means it's like the end. How do you understand the word Kates? Anyone? I mean Kates. Does Kates mean it's like the ultimate?
No, I thought it just meant time.
But why do you say Kates? Zman. He starts off with Zman Shuvah Lakol, who Kates Mechila. It is the time. I just have difficulty in why I use the word Kates.
Right.
Kates means the end. Kates called Basar Balafanai. The end of all flesh has come before me. It's the end of Slicha. It's hard to translate it that way, meaning the end. That's why I had the thought that it's like the conclusion, like somehow being the ultimate. But I don't know. Whatever. We got the point. It's the prime. It's the prime season of Mechila and Slicha. Prime time.
Well, I think it also can mean a specific Zman in the sense that Tshuva is attainable throughout the year, but also on Yom Kippur, while Slicha and Mechila are more one-shot specific events that have by their very nature only can have one opportunity, can only have one Zman. Meaning Tshuva can have multiple Zman, and whether it can be one Zman that's more appropriate than others Zman, but Mechila and Slicha by their very definition do not lend themselves to having multiple Zman. It can only be one
that's right. That's right. I mean, so it's Kates, but how would you translate the word Kates?
I would translate Kates as fixed time, as the specific, as the who Kates Mechila Slicha is the, and this is the one specific, or this is the a fixed time where one attains Mechila and Slicha. You can't attain Slicha and Mechila and Slicha, at least as far as we can understand it, at any other time. Unlike Tshuva, which is accessible, which can be Tola, and then come about through Yom Kippur.
That's not a bad way to translate it. Because you're right. There's no other time where there's a guarantee, so to speak, of Slicha Mechila. I mean, a guy could do Tshuva at any time. Well, the Rambam says that you have to bear this in mind too, that there's three different categories of sin with regard to Tshuva. Because he says in Perek Aleph that if he was over an Aseh, and he did Tshuva at any time, Lo Zaz Misham, he doesn't move from the place, he's forgiven on the spot. But if he did Lo Saseh, then he has this concept of Tolan. So Tshuva is Tola, and Yom Kippur is the Mechaper. You see? So a guy that did Tshuva for a Lo Saseh still needs Yom Kippur, because he didn't get the Mechaper. Yom Kippur is the Mechaper. Then if the sin was things that involve kares or misas beznin, so he says that tshuva is tola and Yom Kippur is tola, and it's not nigmar, he's not forgiven until he has yisurin. He says even Yom Kippur, until yisurin b'ayin alav, he has to experience the afflictions. Okay, and however, he says all this is said when he sinned, but he didn't involve Chil Hashem in the sin. But if the sin entailed a Chil Hashem, then he's never forgiven until he dies. Okay, then it's all Tolan, and Yisurin is Tolan, but he doesn't have a Kapara Gemura until he dies. So at one time...
Funny.
I'm sorry?
It's funny he leaves out Kapara in this statement.
Which statement? Okay.
Kates Mechila. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like interesting.
Okay. That's interesting. One time when I went through that, I tried to explain those four categories, but can't do it now. Actually, Ray Chay took it up in today's shiur that he gave. And as I had done this years ago, it sounded to me pretty similar to what I had said. But anyways, you're getting good material to work on Yom Kippur. What are you guys doing with Hanetz?
No.
No?
Just like every other Balabas.
Oh,
West Hempstead, yes.
West Hempstead does, right? You live in West Hempstead, right,
yeah.
Moshe? So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
What time do you finish Musaf? You have a break?
Usually finish probably somewhere 10:45 in that area.
Oh, that's the Hanetz.
Yeah.
Yes, he had plenty of hours. He had plenty of time to learn.
Actually, get some learning in sometimes.
Well, actually, the place where I'm davening, I happen to like it. It's a, you know, generally they're fast, and I like the rabbi, you know, and so forth. But he did Hanetz. He does Hanetz for Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, wow.
And Yom Kippur. So this is the first time that I've done Hanetz for Rosh Hashanah, because I always had my own shul, and we had to have them regular time. So we were finished by around 9:45 or so, 10. So, but, you know, it's about 2 hours until Chatzos. So what we learned, I came home and I learned with my grandsons and my, you know, my wife and daughter. So we learned, but that's just 2 hours, and you know, you can eat. But he's doing Hanetz for Yom Kippur too, so it's going to be a long day. Anyways, I'll tell you the truth. The easiest fast I ever had, it's counterintuitive, was when I was a rabbi in a shul. So you really have to work. You know, you got to keep your mind focused and this and that and instructing the chazan. And I would daven shacharis, I would lane, and I would give at least one talk, and then in the afternoon give a shiur. So it sounds crazy that, you know, the more you work. But the answer is that it's better. It goes faster because you're busy and you have the adrenaline flowing. So those fasts were much easier, which gave birth to my theory that I have, I don't know if you get my, you'll get my article about what causes all the stress. And mainly it's psychological. And if you pour your energy, you take your mind off of the fact that you're fasting and you're involved in something else, then it's not going to bother you. Anyways, back to the topic. Because last year was harder. I wasn't in charge. So I was just like a regular guy in the shul, and it wasn't as much for me to do. You know, so with less adrenaline flowing. Anyways.
You see often when the fast is over, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm not, like, the pressure's off. So, like,
exactly. That was one of my proofs. Well, that was one of my proofs to this. I gave even a shear on this. That the fact is that, first of all, it can't be the hunger. Because as soon as the guy wakes up in the morning, he's miserable. But, you know, you haven't, I don't even eat breakfast. I mean, what's the big deal? You're not starving. And as soon as the fast is over, everything's fine. He doesn't have to rush like he's dying. I mean, he's fine. He could go on for an hour. Because it's the state of deprivation. There's an anxiety factor because the guy's in a state of deprivation. That's what he can't tolerate. Okay. Let's continue. He says now, Lefichach, he quotes the Rambam, Lefichach chayav mako lasis tshuva, ulizvados biyom kippurim. Okay, the zehu din b'chol makom sheyesh kapara uslicha, the yesh din shel vidui ima kapara. So that's where he's introducing the new concept. The new concept is that it doesn't stem from the chi of tshuva. It stems from the phenomenon of the mechaper. Whenever there's a mechaper, so the person has to, well, two things, two dinim apply. First of all, he says, you chayav to do tshuva. Everyone's chayav to do tshuva. That, because this is prime time. So, what is it? Karu b'yoso karav. Karu b'yoso karav. You know, you should call out to, because Hashem is close, so to speak. That this is the time of the mechaper. So this is prime time for tshuva. So if you didn't do tshuva, you have a chi of tshuva. And of course, the vidu that comes along with the chi of tshuva. So Yom Kippur is a mechayiv in tshuva. But that would presuppose that the guy hasn't done tshuva. That doesn't go so far as to say that because of that he should wait for Yom Kippur. So if he didn't do tshuva, he has a chiyuv to do tshuva because of karu b'yoso karav. Okay, but even if he did tshuva, he has to do vidui because the mechaper, the presence of the mechaper, creates a chiyuv of vidui. But as we'll see, this is a different vidui than the vidui of tshuva. That's why there are two different types of vidui. He says, that's what I think he means by vidui ima kapara. Because Daniel, you had asked me about that. V'din vidui zeh nilmad mi vidui shal kohen gadol. Here's his proof. We learned this out from the vidui of the kohen gadol, the alfina mikra, the v'chiper, zehu vidui dvarim. Dezeh uchiyev miyuchat shal vidui al machaper. Now, he's talking about the seir, hamishtaleach. V'hachanami din vidui shal yom ha-kippurim eino mikra divizvadu eschatasam ashehumi dinei ha-tshuva. Because in Perek Rishon, in the first halacha, when he derives the chiyuv of vidui with tshuva from that pasuk v'hizvadu, that's vidui for tshuva. Elu chiyuv shal vidui ala machaper shal itzumo shal yom di yom ha-kippurim. He says this is a vidui with respect to the mechaper. You have a number of mechapers, so to speak. You know, you have the avodas hayom, you have the seir, but nowadays, like the Rambam says, we don't have mizbach kapara. So ain sham el tshuva. All we have is tshuva. So the itzumo shel yom is the mechaper. It's in the character of the day, so to speak. Here's his point, which is in contradistinction to the Ramban. He doesn't say it's sof yom, but it's the itzumo shel yom. So you're living through the mechaper, so therefore you have to be a mizvada. The ayidei zeh shemizvada b'tfila b'chol tfilos hayom harei uchashav kemizvada kol yom. In other words, the presence of the mechaper calls forth an obligation that the gavra should be a mizvada. And since the entire day he's involved in the mechaper, so therefore he has to be a mizvada kol hayom. And that's why he has to do vidui in every tefillah. Not because we're afraid he did a sin. That's a different story. If he did a sin, and so on. V'im kain, yesh li yashev. Well, let's see if we can make it until Bays, okay? I don't think I'll be able to do Bays. It's only 10 minutes to go. V'im kain yesh li yashev stiras divrei Rambam. The yeshlama deha de mechuyev l'tzarif es habusha v'charata levidui. Okay? He has to say v'arei nichamti u'boshi. Zehu din b'din vidui shal tshuva. Aval b'din ad vidui shal yom kippurim ein hacharata v'abusha shayachem li'atzmo shel havidui. That explains the Rambam. On a chatasi. He just has to acknowledge the fact that he sinned. But he doesn't have to mention the other elements of busha. It's a separate concept of vidui. I mean, it's pure vidui.
All right,
yeah.
I guess the reason why I guess I brought it up is because what's the value in having a vidui without all those elements? I mean,
All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second. The value of that vidui with the busha and all that, that's for tshuva. That's part of the tshuva. But here he's not doing tshuva. But he's connecting himself to the element of the kapara. I believe that the Rambam says that he has to believe in the kapara. And if he doesn't believe in the kapara, then the kapara doesn't relate to him. So I would put it in that context that the guy acknowledges that he's a chote. And obviously that he believes in the mechaper. Or perhaps you could say more. I mean, that in order for the mechaper to relate to him, so the gavra has to acknowledge that he's a chote.
It's a chote.
Yeah. I would say it's a different kind of a thing. That there's two things in vidui. I mean, one is, I guess, again, it's part of the tshuva process. But I was thinking along the lines, like you see by David HaMelech, you know, when Nathan HaNavi, and he gave him the mashal, right? And then he got it, and he said, Chatasi Lashem. And then I think Nathan said, God also is not, you know, has rescinded your punishment. Lo, you won't die. But it doesn't say that he did the whole Seder of Tshuva. And the same thing by Cain, because he said, God love on him and so. So there too, God, didn't kill him. He rescinded instead he put him in Golos. So there's a value to the fact that a guy acknowledges that he's a chote, even apart from the fact, the phenomenon of a tshuva. That's a shtey, that, in fact, the Rav says, I don't know if it's in this piece, I'm not sure, but in one of the pieces on this subject, he says, because the Rambam says that it's mechaper lashavim. Right? Doesn't he say that? That Yom HaKippur is mechaper lashavim.
I think that's what he discusses in Chelek Beis of this piece.
He said, okay, fine. So let's continue. V'Hashem Ayata Harei B'Perek Beis Ayri HaRambam Shekvar Asa Tshuva V'Yomar HaVidu L'Fi Kol HaSeder HaMavu B'Perek Aleph V'Yotzi Deichov HaZvidu Shel Tshuva Elo Dadayin Hu Mechuyiv B'Din Vidi HaMayuchat Shel Yom HaKippurim. So apparently you have two Chiyuvim over here. One is the Chiyuv Vidui of Tshuva, then you have a Chiyuv Vidui of Yom Kippur. U'B'Vidui Zeh Harei K'moshin Isbayer Ain't tzarech es kol ha'pratim anohagim b'vidu shel tshuva. V'yakein sagi le b'nusach aval anachnu chatanu. Okay. That perhaps is what, quickly to answer the question of those who disagree with the Rambam, of the averos of past years. But the Rav said, but at least on that first year, because when he does the avera, it incurs a chi a vidui of tshuva and a vidui of Yom Kippur. So when he comes into Yom Kippur, he's still mechuyev in that vidui. V'al pizeh miyushav gam stiras divrei HaRambam be'inyan vidui al karban. Divperek aleph kasav v'chein bali chatalos v'ashamos ein miskaper lehem bekarbonam ad sheyasu tshuva v'yizvadu u'mashma k'chol seder ha'vidui ha'mavua v'reish perek aleph. Yeah, when the guy brings a karban for chait, so he's got to do, it's not going to work without tshuva, without complete tshuva. And vidui. So the vidui over there is the vidui shel tshuva. Avo beperek gimel mimaisar kabanos kasav keitzad misvada ala karban omer chatasi avis bashati v'yasisi kach v'kach v'chazarti b'tshuva lefanecha v'zeh kaparasi v'lo niskar klum me'inyin hacharata. So, in other words, he's proving it from the karban that before a guy brings the karban, first he does tshuva. Then he brings the karban, because the karban is for the mechaper. Okay? So then, when he has to do vidui, it's a separate vidui by the karban, because he says, he again acknowledges the sin, and the specific sin, but he doesn't do the rest. He doesn't have charata. He merely says, asisi tshuva. V'chazarti b'tshuva. So he doesn't say anything about regret or anything like that. He just says, Chazarti b'tshuva, lefanecha v'zu kaparasi. See, I think that strengthens the point. Zu kaparasi. He's got to believe in the mechaper. So that this vidui is along those lines. That he has to acknowledge, in order for him to partake of the mechaper, he has to acknowledge that he's a chote, and he needs the mechaper, and he has to believe in the mechaper. Ulam nira kish kanal kishen is bar leel, is that what he's saying? The havadai the ain karban mechaper below tshuva kehilchasa in vidu shel tshuva. Of course, the tshuva is not going to work the karban is not going to work if he didn't do tshuva. But in spite of the fact that he already did tshuva, he still has to do another vidui, and that's what he calls the vidui al hamechaper. El dizman tshuva zu. It's not only, it doesn't have to be postponed until the kapara. He has to do it immediately. The b'shas ha-kapara, Yesh chova bifnei atzmo shel vidui ala machaper ulis vados ala karbon. Ula din ze lo tzarech charata b'shas maisa v'sagi b'vidui shel chatasi avisi. V'yimkein b'hilchos maisa karbonos d'mairi ha-rambam b'vidui shel ha-karbon l'acha shekvar az ha-tshuva u'chaloshna rambam sham v'yosisi kach v'kach v'chazarti b'tshuva l'fanecha asher hainu tshuva k'hilchosa b'charada u'vidui v'yeno ba'achshav el lizvados ala machaper shel ha-karbon v'zu kaparasi l'achisagi lei b'vidui ala chet Bill Vaz.